Welcome to In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Zach Ulin on the 1-2 counts on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. On today's program, we are speaking with Krista Hirschberger, director of the Kelowna Farmers Market, to recap their first season and talk about the future of the event.
I think we had a really great turnout for it. We averaged about 15 vendors per Saturday, but we had well over 35 different vendors participate throughout September and October. So I was pretty pleased, I think, for a first-time market just starting out. I was very satisfied with that.
What about the types of things that were sold so people can get an idea of the things that were available, and then kind of the range of things that you saw from some of the typical things to maybe some more unique things?
Sure, yeah. One of the comments I got about the market was that we had a really good variety of products, and I think that's really true. So, of course, we had produce at the beginning of the season. You know, we started out with potatoes, tomatoes, onions, peppers, and then as we got into the fall, we saw more of the fall produce. So we had lots of pumpkins and different types of gourds. We had apples grown in an orchard just outside of Kelowna, different types of squash and kale. We also had quite a variety of baked goods. We had two actually Amish vendors who did home-baked, you know, rolls, pies, breads, and such. One of the things I was really surprised that was a huge hit were their fry pies. The fry pies were super popular. They always brought several hundred, and there were never many left at the end of the market. And that was sort of a unique product I hadn't heard of before, but they really caught on, so that was fun. And then we also had Miller Family Homestead, who raises their own beef, and they sold hamburgers and hot dogs, and because the market was over the lunch hour, those were really popular also. They mentioned they also sold quite a bit of, like, frozen beef and such, so we even had the meat there. And then fresh flowers were another really unique product that we had. Jill from Under a Tin Roof, which is a flower farm just outside of Kelowna. She's also a designer, and so she would take her flowers and just make these beautiful bouquets. And it was really fun to see people walking around the market with these large, just gorgeous bouquets of flowers. And then we also had some of the downtown businesses participated as well. So for example, the Kelowna Brewing Company, they set up a booth just outside of their restaurant and they sampled their beers. So that was really cool. I got to enjoy trying a variety of different kinds that I wouldn't have tried otherwise. And then Kelowna Noodles, they make egg noodles and they don't have a retail store, but their production facility is downtown. So they also set up a booth right outside of their production facility and were able to sell their noodles right there where they are made. And then we also had a few craft vendors and gift vendors. A really fun one was the Thick and Span Studios. They sold furniture and decor made from barn wood. So just a really cool sort of antique vintage look to it. They sold quite a few like gifts and things, and I know they even took some custom orders for furniture and such. So yeah, just a really good variety, especially for the amount of vendors that we had.
And that's the vendor and the wares side of things. How about the crowds that you saw and thoughts on the numbers of people that came out to partake, knowing that this was the first year?
Yeah, again, I would say I'm very pleased with the crowd sizes for the first year. The first couple markets especially, quite a few people came out. The weather was great and they, you know, were curious. But then it was cool to see as we went on into the fall, consistently, you know, my friends I know from Kelowna, them showing up every Saturday, seeing familiar faces. So I know the locals definitely, there were quite a few of them who came consistently to, you know, do their weekly shopping. But then I know the vendors also talked about there were quite a few people even from outside of Kelowna who came to check it out also and to experience the Kelowna products and Kelowna community. So I think the vendors all seemed pleased all throughout the season with the crowds. And so if they're happy, you know, I think that's great. And we really did pull from both the local community and then also folks outside of Kelowna.
And I know that things just wrapped up on Halloween, so next year's a ways away, but any early thoughts and plans for 2021?
Yeah, you know, it was really successful, and so I would like to see it come back again. And what the schedule will look like, I'm not sure, but, you know, we're kind of planning to take the winter to sit on it and think about it and see what it could look like next summer. But I think there's a lot of potential there, and I'd like to see it grow. So, you know, if there are vendors out there interested, definitely look us up and reach out.
That was Krista Hirschberger, director of the Kelowna Farmers Market, joining us to recap the first season of the event and its future. You can find this program archived on our website at kciiradio.com. I'm Zach Ulin with In Touch with Southeast Iowa on the 1-2 Counts On for today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII.